Will you explain chronic grief as a linking object? You use the example of the husband's shirt that she looks at every day, and therefore her grief can't move forward. Well, delayed would seem to be the opposite thing, where she doesn't begin grieving. Am I right? Explain delayed grief.
You're exactly right. And delayed grief is one where there is no grief and the focus is on something else. And if you stop and think about it, there are a lot of secondary issues when an individual dies. It's not only that person has died, but that person has left an estate. That person may no longer be a grandparent or parenting surviving children. That person who died may have left a widow who is now alone, or a widow who has three children that she needs to parent. All of those things, those secondary issues, those things that the survivor has to deal with and the griever, take their time. They take the griever's energy, and the griever's focus goes to those things instead of the grief. And so it's easy for a griever to say, I need to take care of the children. I need to take care of the estate. Well, I've got to go through dad's house and I've got to remove all the things from the house. And they can take months to do these things, and their grief during that time is on hold. So it ends up being a delayed grief reaction. I probably see a delayed grief reaction more than any other pathological grief response. And I've had people come into my office, Eli, that it's been like 2 and 3 years since the person died, and they're just now experiencing fresh grief. And the most frequent case that I have is a case that involves a lawsuit where somebody is suing someone else because of a wrongful death or a negligent issue. They get involved in the lawsuit and they don't grieve. It's a very important issue to address. I would say that anybody that's involved in a lawsuit after the death of a loved one needs to check in with the counselor, make sure that they can handle the lawsuit and their grief at the same time, make sure they have a good attorney that's going to address the legal issues so that they can focus on their grief.
Is it subconscious and conscious? Can it be either one? I mean, consciously, if you have a lawsuit, I have to concentrate on this lawsuit. I don't have time to get caught up in the feelings. Or it can be subconscious, maybe, where you just push it aside and there isn't a lawsuit. You just can't face the fact that you need to grieve. Is it both?
It can be both. I had a gentleman whose 19-year-old daughter was tragically died, and there was a lawsuit. He would go to the courthouse, and he would sit through the court proceedings, and then he would come to my office afterwards. He knew that he had to be involved in this lawsuit, but he also knew that he had to talk to me and work through his grief at the same time.